broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee.
This could be a new record. 803.
That is quick.
Fee's not even here. That's how early we are.
Yep, Fee's not here.
Yeah, that don't happen.
Nope. He'll be on time. He'll be here.
Oh, yeah.
8:16.
Fee's. Yeah, that's right. Jack, something got into Jack.
They talk fast. Well, and those girls don't like to talk much, so they...
I know.
Well, hang on. Squad's coming to town.
Uh-oh, I don't like that.
Uh-oh. Let's hear what we got.
No, you can't.
Can't play it?
I don't know. Probably can. It's on Facebook.
I don't know.
But
I don't know. Squad's coming to town. Bill Stogler.
Hope it's not me.
Can't be. You cannot die.
I didn't say I was dying. I could broke my leg.
No, you can't. There's nothing can happen to you. You're like Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
You are. What do you think?
Pretty much.
Indians lost a heartbreaker last night.
Oh, my God. You know what? It was a fun game to watch.
It was.
It was kind of a game of streaks to a certain extent. They get up five or six, and then
a lot of streaks. And then the last end of it was back and forth. Man,
we had good looks at the end.
Yeah,
but I like the way we fight.
We do. We play hard. Jesus, do we play hard? We ain't very skilled, but you know what?
Yep,
we play hard. I love it.
Grit and determination.
I'm guessing of the three games, we've had three different leading scorers.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably right.
Yep. You know,
Briggs had a great game last night. He looked to score. He got some confidence.
Yep.
If he keeps getting like that, I mean, if he keeps developing his mentally, because he's got talent. He's long arms and we got a tough game Parkway Friday. They'll come in here and they'll want a piece of us. We've had their number the last couple of years, and they've lost some heartbreakers. Then Patch lay one in at the buzzer, beat them 1 year, and they're going to want us, I think. And we better be ready, because they'll bring us. They'll bring a good team.
And I saw
over
that
here.
They beat somebody.
Oh, they got everybody back from last year.
Yeah.
They're looking to.
And I think their coach is pretty good.
Yeah, he's. I do like Doug Hughes. He's a good boy.
So the three teams that we've played so far.
Jay County.
Yep.
Bradford.
So
Laramie.
Were each of those teams figured to be decent?
I would say of those three teams, Bradford and Jay County was probably... I mean, Fort Laramie's Fort Laramie, but this is a very down Fort Laramie team. The point guard kid, the
freshman?
No.
Oh. The other one, I can't think of his name.
Really, his Maurer kid. He's really a nice player. Yeah. But their bigs are very... can't score. Their bigs cannot score. And we didn't even... Like last night, we just played behind them, let them get it in low post. Yeah. They couldn't make it.
Yep.
I mean, we played the perfect defense.
Yeah.
You don't front them, guys. Let them... Because they cannot score with a guy between them and the basket.
Yep.
And last night was perfect defense. Because how many times did they miss that?
Yeah,
but the killer was when they hit that freshman hit three threes in that end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
God dang it!
Yep.
That was that sucked.
And I think like when we have a guy between them and the basket, that leaves if they get it with their back to the basket, that leaves our defenders out front to maybe be able to swat it away and give them a little problem with a move. So
yeah, but I think what happened last time a couple times was we go in, they get it in there, and then we collapse and they kick it out, and that kid hit that three.
Yep.
And I'm like, that kid is them big guys. Let him shoot it.
Yeah. And if they make them all, that's 2 points. Yeah. That kid made them all.
Yeah, he made three in a row.
Freshman. Yeah. Yeah. That was the game.
Yeah. Was that Steve Trout?
Trout.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how long has he been?
So last
too
night,
long.
Last night was Trouty, Riepenhoff, and Eric Schwab. And then Riepenhoff, because I thought I was the same age as him, but he's 50. He's a couple years younger than me. his first game was Fort Recovery versus San Henry at Fort Recovery 39 years ago.
Wow.
39 years ago.
His first game was Fort Recovery, San Henry. And he's still officiating. I'd have been gone the next day, man.
Yeah. Oh, boy. 39 years ago, he did the first game of his career.
And Trout's been doing it longer than that.
Yeah, Trout's probably 50 years. I'd say 60, maybe. I mean, he's got to be getting 75 years old, I would guess.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
I'm 74. I think he is a little older than me. Yeah. And he's in pretty good shape, but...
He is, but I thought last night he had a little hip issue. And
yeah, I thought he was a really good volleyball official because he doesn't have to move.
Yeah.
But basketball, he's not as good as he was, but...
But you'll take those three guys every game. Yeah, I mean, they just really...
I mean,
when they're consistent,
they won't over-call a game.
That's right. That's right. And that's all you ask for anymore. Yeah. I mean, you watch NFL officials, they catch you all every time. I think as an official of high school basketball, you have to run the game. You have to show early. You know what I'm saying? I got this under control, and next thing you know, it may not. Yep. I think that's an important...
Yeah.
When you see those guys, you know that's going to be a... Yep. You're going to get a fair shot, and that's all you're going to ask. You know, they've done it long enough.
Yeah, if you're consistent, that's all you want.
I really thought, getting back to our team, the night starts with our JV team, and I just love watching them. The three freshmen, and I'm going to leave some kids out here, but I really, the Breaker Judy kid, the Bargy kid, and the Fort Kim kid, have a chance if they decide that they want to be really good basketball players.
Yep.
To be really good basketball players. I think that Fort Kim kid could be your starting point guard for, think about that next year.
He's got nice size on him.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He's 6 foot and strong. His parents are strong. Yep. And then you got Bargy and you got Breaker Judy who, they're just athletic. They just know how they can press and then you put Eli and Briggs and Evers and Mason and now next thing you know, you kind of got some years here where you can build and that's why this is a big year because.
Is a follower a senior?
He's a senior. We're going to talk about him. I cannot believe how good he is.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And you talk about playing hard.
Yeah. Plays hard. He plays 4 inches taller than what he
is. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, Fort Laramie was huge. They're not only huge, they were thick.
Yes, very. Those two inside guys were linemen.
And here's a kid that ain't played in how many years, and he has a double-double, 13 and 10.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's for him.
Yeah, he's impressive, and I am so happy that he came out for one thing, but I'm so happy that he's as good as Bobby was saying that he was in practice when he gets on the floor. Yeah. He's still really good.
Yeah, you look at we're 2-1. We've got all our home games. We got two more home games this weekend. We have a really good Parkway team coming in here Friday night that will be just like these first three games. And then on Saturday we got Anzonia, who lost their best player, who's kind of trying to find themselves.
Yep.
Their expectations are huge down there.
Are we
at Anzonia?
Yeah.
Their expectations are huge, and they'll come after us because Tony O, Antonio have him playing hard. So it's a great weekend of basketball, and
without a doubt.
And we got the girls playing at Parkway tomorrow night. A game they'll be heard on PG-14 radio. Is that correct?
Nope.
No, they're not coming?
It'll be Fort Recovery radio.
Okay, who you got it with? You?
So far, but I might have a couple of guys that'll do it if they can get there.
So tomorrow night, the Coach Deitch and the Lady Indians try to get back off the Schneid. They're just not playing very well here all of a sudden. And then, getting back up there at Parkway, making a few baskets, getting some confidence. Parkway's a good team, so that'd be a tough game for them.
Yeah, it's nice to have good competition in our league, and that's a really good one.
So next Wednesday, Jack, is our gala, and right now we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, here we go. It's another year for the gala, and you had a list of the families, and the list is extremely long.
It is incredible. And maybe it's because we we asked for it to a certain extent. I mean, we sought families out, but man, you know, it's there is no doubt that there's at least a dozen different families that will be able to help come next Wednesday, and
I'm assuming, like in most years, there's several of them that we don't even list the situations that we are going to help and don't list the names, but there's
there's at least 14 or 15 mm-hmm. that we're either in the process of already helping or we're going to come Wednesday.
You talk about Chainsaw, who's put the battle up for a number of years. He was one of our, how many years ago was that
I think three or four.
What a beautiful family.
Yeah.
A guy who just is really, he just is nice, just a really great guy. And
yes.
And you hate it.
And I tell you what, I think every year since we helped them out, I think Jason was up there.
Absolutely.
He was there last year and started handing me $100 bills because he knew how much it meant to him to have that help when you needed it. And once he was back on his feet, he was very happy to help other people that needed that same help that he did, his family did. And
and that is what we find in a lot of families that are on the list, that they say we never pictured ourselves being in this position.
Right.
And all we can pray for is that we get over this hurdle and that we're able to pay it forward. And I have no doubt that each of these families will.
Yeah, and I sent a thing out today that I got, and just a guy had said that, exactly what you said. You don't picture yourself doing that or falling into that situation. Yeah. It just sucks, and that's what we're here for, and that's what the people of this area are here for. And next Wednesday, it all comes into fruition. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And 7 o'clock.
Ish. Last year, I think we started 5 or 10 minutes early. Chuck got anxious.
Well, Chuck's the man. He runs it.
Yeah.
It's all up to him. If Chuck says 7:10, it's 7:10. If he says 6:40, we got to go. Because he's the guy who leads us to the promised land.
When he's ready, he's ready.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's no, why would you even want to argue with him? But yeah.
Yeah.
And there's exactly no reason. Right. You can't, because he controls the microphones.
He does control the microphones. So, we have a quick sports talk tonight. Because we have the Community Club Christmas party tonight at the Cooper Pavilion.
So is that the one where,
dancing girls?
Yeah, they have dancing girls, and they'll have, their, Santa hats on.
Yeah.
Stand around a piano.
Campfire.
And all sing Christmas carol.
Yeah, and I think, if I remember right, Ross plays the piano.
Yes.
Yep. And Rocker is singing.
Rocker leads the choir.
Yeah. So, and it's usually a pretty good poker game, so that's usually what's going on. You going down there after the show?
Well, I have to get stuff in the archives and see if I have any emails to...
You know, it's funny, getting back to the gala, and I know it's sports talk, but we're just... So, we've already got we already get envelopes of thank yous and people donating already, and it's really... People are incredible.
Yeah, and, just from the few posts that I've done on Facebook, man, you get a lot of likes and shares and things, and it's just neat to see the word getting around.
It is, and next Wednesday night, tune in to Facebook Live for Recovery Radio Gala.
And I believe Chuck's also going to have it on YouTube.
YouTube.
But kind of watch the Facebook posts and on social media, and he'll kind of tell you how to
get
to there.
Worldwide.
Yep.
Well, that is incredible. It is worldwide. We're on YouTube. And we're going to take a break. Come right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about sports, and then we're going to have an early sports talk. Sports talk presented by, Jack, you remember?
Wayne Street Market.
Wayne IGA.
It's close.
Oh,
good job.
But good job.
We'll be right back.
Hey.
The holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want to larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Eve is coming up, and you're wondering what to do. Here's your answer. The Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is having a huge New Year's Eve party at the Legion featuring the dueling pianos. We all know that it's a big party when the dueling pianos come to town. Plus, it's New Year's Eve, so this should be a great event. The tickets are $100 per person, and they're available from any Sawyer Overman Committee member or any community club member, and all the proceeds will go toward the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park. The event includes a supper and an open bar, and there will be several side raffles going on that night. Don't miss the big New Year's Eve party featuring the dueling pianos. Get your tickets now from any Sawyer Overman committee member or any community club member.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Here's Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yep. We got some chit-chat going on. We're getting
absolutely
things straightened out.
And we're,
I got a Christmas gift from Harold Feely. I'm going to open it now.
I love these Christmas gifts. Oh, we got tickets for sale.
For Recovery Community Club Lottery Raffle. For it's going to be July again this year. Yep. Pick three.
Unbelievable.
I've donated quite a bit to that.
Yes. I've never won.
Nope, but I've had several co-workers that won, so... That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So tomorrow you got the game on the radio.
Yep.
And
Friday will be Patch and Brian Patch and Jordan Winter.
Yep.
At home against the Parkway Boys, and then on Saturday we'll be down at Ansonia, and that will be Rob Weaver will be.
Rob's got Saturday night game.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Big Fee joins us here.
So
we already talked about the game a little bit.
Yep.
And a tough one to lose last night.
That was a tough one.
Great game. Good game.
We battled.
We battled hard. We had a shot, two shots to win her.
You was just down at the community club?
Yep.
How's the crowd down there?
Nice crowd down there. Nice crowd.
The card game going yet?
Not yet. They're about ready to.
Are they?
They're getting done eating.
Are they?
A lot of eating down there.
What do we have to eat tonight?
We had wings and pizza.
Oh, perfect.
Can't beat it.
Nope. Pizza and wings, always good.
Good.
Miracle Lanes
and McSobers, I think.
Nice.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, nice.
Yep.
I ate at the Tin Cover tonight.
Oh.
Little soup and grilled cheese. Very good.
What kind of soup did you have?
I went with the chicken noodle, which I just absolutely love. It was good.
Yep, good one. Yep.
I don't know who the boy is that works there, but he's the nicest kid I ever met.
That's my son.
Is that?
Well, probably not. Probably not.
He's unbelievable.
If he's that good, he ain't my son.
Thank you for calling Tin Cupboard. May I have your order, please? Kid's awesome.
You got it.
Yep.
It's got to be.
That's exactly right. So, Sophie, we lost tough one last night. We got Parkway coming in on Friday night, and expect another tough one.
Oh, I'd say so. That's going to be another good one. You know, I think every Friday night's going to be tough.
Bob. Yeah, I agree.
Always is. And hopefully this is one we can get, though.
Yeah, it'll be...
I think this is probably going to be pretty even. Even teams, maybe?
Yeah, I would say since it's at home, I think if it was...
If it was a neutral site,
we'd be a dog by about 4 points.
We'd lean a little bit. But
yep.
Student appreciation.
That's big. Pizza.
Yep.
Wide open. My grandsons are telling me today.
They're jacked up.
They're fired up. Free pizza Friday night.
I know it.
Yeah.
It's big. That is big.
They're recognizing the school.
School. That's going to be
big.
Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, I
know. Big Drinkers.
I didn't know about that one.
Who's always a PBR guy? I think Outpost Dad.
Uncle Eugene.
Uncle Eugene was a PBR. I think Bill Post.
Bill Post?
He was a Pabst Blue Ribbon guy. I think I'll have to confirm that.
Yep.
But I think there's a lot of good old PBRs here.
Yeah, PBR.
You ever have a PBR in your life?
I don't think so.
No. What's the worst beer you ever drank?
This is true.
Yeah.
I don't like Miller Lite.
Really? You can't drink it.
Can't drink it.
Bitter.
Bad.
Bitter.
Bitter beer face.
Bitter beer face.
What's your worst beer you ever drank?
Ugh. Probably PBR.
PBR? What about you, Spencer?
The taste was okay, but Bud Light in a bottle is the only beer that's ever given me a headache, and I had three of them happen twice. Had a headache from three Bud Lights in a bottle. I can drink a draft,
yeah,
but cans and bottles I can't drink.
Kills you.
Give you a headache.
Yep, gave me the only headaches I've ever had from drinking beer.
You've had three headaches drinking beer.
Two
headaches.
Both of them with Bud Light.
I've had two in one night. Got drunk, headache.
No, I've been
paralyzed. Got drunk again, headache again.
Yeah.
I've been paralyzed, but I didn't have a headache.
Yeah. Yeah.
that was a night down in Muncie at a college party. Well, I wasn't in college, but the junior cruds were.
Yes.
And so we were doing the, what I think Steiny calls chandeliers.
Yes.
So
nice.
Get a cup of beer and get another cup of beer and put them together and drink them.
How's that work out?
Real well for a while. I did
for
two, and that was pretty easy, so I did four.
Yep, and then...
And then I did... Eight.
Mm-hmm. And then you're walking then, down the middle of both
no,
football
no,
field.
No, I wasn't. Oh. I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
I had 10.
Nice.
Had one in my teeth, four in each hand, and Steiny was the only person tall enough to pour one in the top. So,
one more time.
So I drank 12. I drank 2, 4, 8, and 12 beers in about a half an hour.
Nice. How'd that work out for you?
Paralyzed. That was the paralyzed
beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's
didn't feel
fun.
Bad. I just couldn't move.
Nope. Can't move.
Nope.
Can't feel my hands.
What else going on? Anything else? We got the bowl games, I think, start tomorrow.
Do
first
they?
Bowl game tomorrow,
yeah,
I think it is. 14th. Tomorrow's 14th.
Toilet bowl?
Yep, tomorrow's 14th.
Yeah, I think the first game's tomorrow. Buckeyes play the 27th, 28th.
Yeah, Missouri.
The Cotton Bowl.
Who's going to play?
Oh, sorry, Jack, I turned your microphone off. Go ahead.
Who's going to play for the Buckeyes?
Yeah. So, or who is not going to play?
Well, I think the quarterback's out. I think Henderson will play.
They'll make it tough if we don't have a quarterback.
Abuke already said he's playing. I think everybody else is playing. I don't know about Marvin.
Marvin.
He hasn't announced yet, but I think he'll end up playing. I think all those guys.
So you think Marvin's is a don't say you're going to NFL just so we can keep the recruiting and everybody happy.
I would say, here's what I would say about Marvin Harrison. I would say Marvin Harrison beats to his own drum. I don't think he's so mature and so, like, I mean, you listen to him talk.
Yeah.
He's like, he's really good. He's sharp.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And the fact that he can make $20 million.
There's no way that you pay that guy $20 million.
Yeah.
If he got $7 million, fine. Yeah. That's enough. If it, you know, you don't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't.
But we all know. But if you don't know, and you didn't see it on Facebook, Chuck Stauffer's boy was in up there, and he got to talk to him and took pictures with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Said the kid's the greatest kid.
Nationwide.
I mean, yeah. What a neat deal. Right?
What's his name? I can't think of his name.
Mitch. Mitch's boy is...
that's what I was trying.
Oh.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah. Okay. Doesn't matter.
No, Neil.
We got to do it now.
Okay.
I think I'll do the alphabet. I always get A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
Every time I see it, I go, oh, yeah, but I can't ever think of it. I'll see if I can come up with it here.
Ray is his wife, right?
Yep.
Raylan?
Ray.
Sorry. I didn't mean to do that to
you. Oh, this is killing me now.
Max.
Son of a gun.
You were hanging on him.
I was waiting.
He was hanging on him.
You knew, didn't you, Jack? You knew, didn't you, Jack?
Oh, did you know?
Yeah.
You some buck.
Thanks for helping us, Jack.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate you hanging around and making fun of us.
Kill two more, bro.
Great. Hey, you know what? It's a pleasure to sit here and watch people's minds work.
Thank
you. Know?
Jesus. Not mine.
Well, especially if it makes any difference, mine wasn't working.
Especially when they're really slow.
Yeah.
You have an idea. You have an idea what they look like when they're sitting on a toilet.
It's the same expression.
Today, I got a $5 scratch off and was sitting on the toilet scratching it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm scratching it.
The ticket.
Yep.
Yeah.
The ticket. And loser. But all of the winnings fell into my belly button.
Nice.
All that stuff. Yeah.
All the dust.
So I had all that on my belly button. I didn't get on my pecker.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
It's because I got that Dunlap. I got the Dunlap.
Yep.
Good defense.
Yeah, the Dunlap disease. Yeah, but
there's a whole bunch of people with a visual right now.
Actually, scratching lottery tickets while you're on the crapper ain't a bad deal.
Ain't a bad deal.
I'm thinking about getting a whole roll.
Scratchers or the toilet
scratchers.
Paper?
Oh, okay. And then just have my gun, take a crap.
Yep.
Grab a lottery ticket.
See if it's a lucky crap or a bad
guy. Yep.
Oh, loser crap.
I think I'm going to start a fad.
There you go.
I think you are.
Yeah, I think everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
A roll of toilet paper, roll lottery tickets.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. I think it'd be. Yep. Or sell them together. The Ohio Lottery should do that.
Yeah.
Toilet paper is the lottery ticket. Scratch it and then wipe your butt.
Oh, now he's on to something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Leaves a different meaning to the scratch and sniff thing.
Scratch and sniffs are out. They don't. That was back in our day. That was always big. Get a dirty magazine. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, the mayor's here.
We were supposed to have a quick show. Did you go down to community club?
Yep, he was there.
I thought we were supposed to go back down.
That's you or
me. I'm not going back down.
You're not? I thought we were going to play cards.
Well, they start playing jelly roll.
Move your move your microphone over so we can hear you.
Well, that's Jack's microphone.
Not anymore. Not while you're here.
What's this? That's nice.
No, they started playing country music, jelly roll and stuff, so I got out of there.
What is going on?
Hi, Megan. Megan's back.
See, that is back.
Better, huh?
Yeah. Hi, Meg.
Everybody's
over here.
Staying around.
Now they're out there begging for the Christmas light competition is what they're begging for.
My sister Mindy says you should announce it Christmas gala night.
Oh,
we should have a segment where you come up. When you come up, and you come up every year.
Yeah. Drum roll.
Maybe. Can you do it by then or no?
You know, I just told Randy I would do it on Friday, December the 22nd, which will be next
It's
Friday.
December. It's not December. You always do that stuff. Zember.
So it's not,
try it one more time.
So it's not Verzales and Anzonia?
Zonia.
You're going to get one more time.
I only say it one way. You guys heard it once. So could I do it on the Christmas gala night? That is a good idea. You
think
know
about
that?
It.
Yeah,
great,
that's a good idea.
We
the
could
Christmas
really
gala.
That.
Everybody's listening. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I'll talk to Randy tomorrow. We'll scooch it up to the 22nd. Or no, the 17th.
15th.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
you don't
yeah.
even know when.
When is it?
What time did you get your Christmas right? About 5?
The Christmas show is on the 20th, so whatever you're going to.
The 20th. That's yeah. when we'll do it. Okay, we'll make that decision right now.
All right.
So you're going
to announce it now?
You're going to take Joelle with you this year?
Oh, yeah.
She's always been pretty good.
Yeah, Joelle's pretty solid at it. She.
What are you going to do when she goes to college and gets married and moves to?
Make her come home.
Oh, okay. Ooh, good idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that is a great idea.
She's pretty good at it.
So let me just ask, is Cliff and Megan even eligible? They've already won.
That's what she was begging for out there. And I said, you know, once you win, you know, and we could start over.
Have we ever had a twofer?
No.
That's good.
We've always gone to somebody else. So Roger started it.
Come in third. I want to win.
So it's been coming. I tell you what, it takes a lot to get third.
Yeah.
Bobby had her 1 year, and then I saw the picture on the front door.
Ooh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I had third wrapped up, and then Chuck made a picture of me and Jody, and I weighed about 98 pounds, and Calvi voted me out.
Yeah. Just seen it. Did you see it?
I see it.
Around the screen. I'm like.
Around the screen door.
Do you remember seeing it?
What is it?
That damn cigar I've seen.
We might bring her out yet.
You still got it?
I think, oh, yeah.
Well if we go long enough.
I'd say you put one on every window.
If you actually if you just take Bob off and let Jody on there, she probably could have got second.
Could have got, could have moved up one.
Now, I'm thinking if everybody's only allowed to win one time in 2 or 3 years, I'm going to put a candle in the window and I'm going to win. With one candle in the window.
I got a candle in every window this year.
I have seen that. I will go back to the very first year of Roger Berman's Christmas decoration. And believe it or not, boys, we had a bus one time that we drove around, and we took people around. And well, I drove the bus that night, and all the
that wasn't our bus.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
And we had the entire all. Bretzi was on there.
Oh no!
All the
council guys,
members was on there. Their wives and.
A little wine.
No, you know, we couldn't.
No, right.
Yeah, so, but.
That was when you got back.
Rosie Zanger won.
Oh,
Rosie won. She was the first place the very first year. And Roger gets out, and he goes up to the front door, and Rosie comes out. And you know, remember Rosie? I love that girl. I love her. Rosie comes out and lays one on Roger. I mean, a big old smooch. That was probably one of the funniest things. Kathy's in the bus. I said, Kathy, I don't know. Anyhow, it was a classic. So the very next year, Roger says, I think Rosie probably ought to get first place again. That was great.
Man, she is something else. I love that lady.
She was.
She's quite a character.
She's classic.
Yep.
But anyhow.
It is a really cool thing you do. I mean,
it's fun.
It is
fun, and the people are excited. You know, there's certain houses. You know, the girls out there was talking about Larry Hart's, which is perfect every year.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah.
You know, and
not one out of
he was my winner my first year as mayor. But every year, I mean, this year we've got more lights than we've had.
I think my whole street's lit up.
Yeah, we got some competition. You know, Brownies looks good down there.
He
looks nice.
He looks good.
Jack
Perkins.
Oh, yeah, Snowman out there?
No, I'm a Snowman.
My
is it Rudolph?
Weimers.
My cousin Kelly.
I didn't
give it to her 1 year, and she yelled at me, so I feel bad. I may have to do something for Kelly.
Cool. Hey, head back for the baseball diamond. Teddy Garvin's boy.
Teddy won. Teddy's boy won.
You see, third.
He placed 1 year. I know.
Yeah. He did?
So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Craig.
Craig. And
I just seen that the other day. I pulled up and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, he looks sharp.
He's looking good.
1 year, a new guy moved into the trailer park.
That was Pastor... I had his name up when you were talking. Started talking, I thought of his name, and
it
I can't think of
it. It was unbelievable what that guy had down
there. The pastor at the church out on Union City Road, and I can't think of his name.
I think it was David something.
Yeah, yep.
I think it's David something.
Then I almost had it too. But he's a chaplain for the fire department. He's a good guy. But nobody knew who he was then because he'd only been here three months or something.
Yeah, he had just gotten here, and we went in. It was Joelle and I. We go in, and we give him his, it's from the town.
Merchants?
It's a merchant's gift certificate. So we go in there, and we had, Joelle ate probably 20 chocolate chip cookies. This lady was making, she had warm chocolate chip. That was awesome.
Good one.
Anyhow, he said they moved from a big place in Kentucky and had a big house and had all these lights, and they get up here. He said, that was a piece of cake. Do the trailer house. He said, plus he had so many lights, it was awesome. But it's a lot of fun.
Hey, so I mean, tomorrow the new coffee shop opens?
Yeah.
You going to go up there and get a latte?
Cut some ribbons?
You know, I don't have to cut any ribbons, but I do want to go up and congratulate Becca because that's a big deal. That's a big deal. She's been working her tail off for that, and that'll be nice for the town. I think it'll be great.
I do,
so
too.
So she's going to hit me in the head when I just go up and say, can I have a coffee?
I'm gonna get a hot chocolate because I can't drink that stuff.
Most
can't
people do coffee.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not.
They look at you like coffee. You want ice in it? You want fluffy? You want this?
You know,
you
if you're eating lunch at the tin cupboard and somebody comes in and they order something, it's about 20 words to order a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
I know. I probably wouldn't like it.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
Now, I one thing I found out is that. One of the things they did in there is took the church pew from the old Christ Chapel that Jim Wood always sat in, and that is in there with several tables in front of it.
What was that?
That is really awesome.
Yeah, that is very cool.
They asked if they could have that, and we don't know what we're going to do with the pews. We're going to figure something out. But
hey, you guys open up this week?
Yep.
Sunday.
That'll be big.
Yeah.
There's still some old church pews from the old Mary Help Christian Church.
Really?
Buffy's got one down in his basement.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That really is. That, you know,
so I don't know.
Things like that shouldn't disappear.
I bet he did.
Yeah, I'm thinking Jimmy bought it and then Buffy got it.
Yeah.
Was it emotional there last Sunday, the last Mass?
No.
You guys call them Masses?
No.
What do you call
just service.
Service. Yeah, was it emotional for you?
Well, it was not too bad. Until he started, he said, now, everybody just kind of think it's, you know, this is moving on, and this isn't like, you know, a lot of people are attached to this, and so several people had a little problem.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it wasn't, he didn't try to make it emotional, he didn't, you know, it's more like celebrating, we're going, you know.
Right.
You know, 5 years ago, we had 25 people in that building.
Right.
That was
now you
it.
Got 100.
No, just between the two services is 303 last week.
Yeah, well,
and we had a number of people who weren't there.
It's all right.
Yeah. So it was pretty well packed at the first service, and the second service was more people than we've ever had.
What are you going to do? You don't have to put the cones out anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
You lost your job.
They're back here in the back room.
Parking's going to be a disaster at the new place.
Oh, yeah, we have 100 parking places.
Yeah,
but I believe. I hope this isn't news to Mr. Bupp, but I believe they have gotten permission that we can use that front section at the lumber yard when, you know, they close their gate, lock their gate, but there's gravel out front where we can probably get 20 cars. Uh-huh. But we're already going to be Steve Stone's beside himself because he knows people are going to park in his grass.
Yeah. Oh, he sowed the grass out there.
Yeah, and he's pretty proud of it because it was coming up and I was doing really well, and I said, well, you know, we don't have enough parking spots already, so we're gonna have people park on the grass, and he just about flipped. Literally just about flipped.
I can't imagine the lumberyard would care if they parked over there.
No, talked to somebody, they were gonna talk to him or had messaged him.
Hey, you three got this under control. I'm running down to Christmas party.
Me too.
What are you talking about?
I thought we was doing sports talk.
You guys are.
We were.
We're done.
You guys. Oh, we're done.
Well, do we have anything else to talk about? Because we kind of talked. We've covered kind of all
over. How was the announcer last night? Was he back to good form?
Wasn't as good as a guy.
I was telling about Calvi did the starting lineups.
Yeah.
And now the starting lineups for the Bradford.
Did you do that? Did you flip the page over?
No, and he goes, at guard number 10, wrong page. And he clicked. He hit it just absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah. I look over, I'm like,
wrong page.
I can't just play four quarters in the JV game.
No, this can't be good.
Now he's playing again.
And he's starting.
And he's going to be on the starting.
No way he's starting.
Yeah, the people over in my corner kind of got a real good giggle out of that. Which is awesome. I love stuff like that.
Yep.
Well, back 20 years ago when I was announcing the JV games, Tony Reisner was playing, and he was coming out, and Dave Kesters was going in. So I looked up and said, now going into the game is Dave Reisner.
Dave Reisner. That's once a week.
I put a lot of dads out there.
Yeah. You're right.
Well, you had Patchy out there a lot of times. Brian Patchy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would.
Martin. Jesus.
Yeah, he killed you.
How's the town doing?
Huh?
How's the town doing?
Town.
Oh, the town's doing all right. The town, you know, we got, we're going to get a new water tower next year. That's going to be big. Well, it's going to go north of town, so it's either going to be out by Cooper's new building out there, or it's going to be at JR, or JM, J&M.
Yeah.
It would be handier if we get it out there on 49 by Cooper's, because it would just be right off the road and easier access. So yeah. I think that's originally the goal was to get it back into J&M's, you know, off their parking lot, which is easy access too, but then they did some surveying, and it's only like 2 or 3 feet different to get it over on 49. So yep. They decided that was probably a better spot. Better. But I think that Randy's talked to the Cooper boys, and they're like, "It ain't gonna bother us." Water tower sitting there. So
that'd be my building out there. Don't block any views.
Don't miss anything.
I'm just saying.
You know what? If anybody deserves a new office, it's you, Bobby.
Thank you, buddy.
That one down there that you had. Hey, I couldn't stand going in there. The smell was unbelievable.
Well, it is turkeys.
Well, that's going to happen at the new one, dude.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to take a little longer. It's got to take longer. But the funny thing is there was word was going out that we might get a new water tower. And I'm hoping Perry Hall's listening, because Perry sent me a text and had drawn up this awesome picture to put on the water tower. So
really,
so he sent me a couple renditions.
Well, I don't know why I was surprised. I was surprised, and I'm like, when I thought about it.
I'll do what I can do, you know. So I don't know what we have in on,
but classic.
I'm not sure how we're going to get Angie Clark up there to paint that, but
or Phil Wood or whoever it might be.
Somebody's going to have to be
hanging up there.
You got a lift.
Not that big.
So speaking of the town, I got to this in there. So I'm looking, there's pictures of Jack today. Did you work the museum?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you wearing gloves holding arrowheads?
Because those are
pull the microphone over.
You can't be touching.
Because those are like arrowheads, and those are like
2,000 years old.
Yeah, I mean it's old stuff. So you don't want the oil from your skin and stuff to get on those things, and kind of
it can help. It can deteriorate. It's a lot worse on paper.
There's blood and guts all over.
Jesus!
Come on!
That arrowhead probably went through seven deer.
Went through seven deer and four Indians.
And you're out there with rubber gloves on, acting like you're going into surgery to cut somebody's heart out. Jack said, "Give me the arrowhead." I'm like, "What?" And Sam Howe,
well,
Marcus Welby.
Hey, Jack does what he's told.
No, he's an idiot.
Do what you're told, yes. I'm going to the Christmas party.
How many days a week you work at the...
Oh, just I'm an extra, so it's just whenever they.
Yeah, I do have to get up there and see it though.
I know. I ain't been there.
Everybody said it's tremendous.
It is unreal.
Everybody says tremendous.
And I was able to be there when they had the people there the first weekend to talk about things. And it's just the Native American perspective of that is, you know, we were told that they were just wild, crazy Indians just running around, and they just came running out. That isn't at all what happened. They had a tremendous strategy. And Chris Thompson, Chris Toby, was able to figure all that out, her and her, all of her people. And now we have the Native American perspective of this. The biggest Native American victory in American history.
It is neat because there's so many people, I'm sure, from Fort Recovery that have probably never stepped in that building.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if it was, it was when they're in the fifth grade.
Yeah. And it was probably still a library.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
You know, and it's a really, they expect over 1,000 people to visit that exhibit before it moves.
Yeah, and the promo that we have, Kim Rammel recorded it 2 weeks ago tomorrow, and they'd had almost 700 through there then.
Yeah,
and it's going on through every weekend through January 7th.
Yeah,
so it's really neat.
And you know, to think of it from the Indian point of view, you know, so they were able to get, I think it's 9 tribes to coordinate this.
Yes.
And we lost, 650 Clobbered. Or 850, whatever.
Wiped us out.
And Clobbered they lost, 15 to 20.
997.
997.
Well, that's between our army that day and also when the Indians attacked the fort. But we only lost a few then. But some of them were also civilians. But 997 is the number.
Yeah, but of what's buried there. The number that we lost and they lost 20.
Well, there are a couple of different things, but the highest number is almost 50. There's several different accounts of how many Indians were lost, but the highest of the 3 or 4 estimates is 50. It was such a tremendous plan that they had that nobody knew about. I mean, until Chris started figuring stuff out, even most what you'll find out probably is that even when they went to talk to the tribes about, we want your point of view on this, they didn't know what we were talking about. They had never heard of this battle. And once we got their perspective and they got trying to go back and find some lore and some of the things that Chris was able to find out about the plan that they had and where this was, that was, it took them years to figure it out. It turns out that they had probably one of the best battle plans that could have possibly been made. It's just awesome.
Most people didn't know that, like Chris Dovey and me, we battled out the valedictorian.
Didn't really.
1981.
She got the
valedictorian. It was a battle.
What'd you get?
She got it, and I got 47th, I think.
Quite good, though.
68th. I was close, though. It was touch and go at the end.
Yeah.
I thought I had her.
Hey, you're in the top 100.
Yeah, I thought I had her.
I can't
she
say
is
that.
She's really smart compared to most people.
Yeah.
She does have some brains. Spencer, you had more than 100 in your class?
No, but I came in the top 100.
Oh, I thought you said you couldn't say that.
That's close.
Oh, maybe I did.
Hey, breaking news.
Yeah.
Oh. New music man at Fort Recovery, Mayor Gap.
Oh.
Yes.
Huh?
What? I got him
in. You think I can?
I'm bringing him in.
Yeah.
We told him we can. I said he can do it. Bubble touch.
Great seat.
It's a great seat.
It's a good seat.
I told
it's tough, you know, when you're doing when you're announcing, you try to watch who makes the button. That ref's always right there.
Yeah, it is.
It's terrible.
Between me and Bubba, one of us will see it.
Yeah.
Who was that? 23. Got it.
Yep.
By the time we get it done, they've already scored again.
Yeah.
23. Here he is. Wait a minute. Well, we scored. By the way, 2 minutes ago.
So you're going to be the new music man. You're taking Chuck's spot.
Well, you know, I think I can go up there. I'm kind of a country guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I play country?
Maybe a little, starting out with a little Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yep. I
think that's Chris Stapleton, play something sad.
Yeah, I'm going to be out of town most of the season, but...
Play something sad. Just play sad songs.
Sad songs.
All right, I'm going down. Chris,
let's go.
Yeah, I'm out of here, too.
Next week.
Okay.
Big week. Let's Gala.
Christmas we'll show next then, week. Baby. Thanks for listening. Insight, Sports Talk. See you next week right, at here. The Pavilion.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.